Welcome. Oh, you know what, man? I got a whole thing of Diet Pepsi. Ah, fuck it. It's probably better. Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke are bad for you, man. They actually are. They've got shit in them that, I don't know, will kill you, man. But I still drink it on occasion. All right, where are we at, man? Everything really hot here? Yeah, the microphone's really fucking hot. Isn't it?
Isn't it?
You know what I can do, though, is I can crank it down here. Just take the attenuator down so it's not so goddamned hot. There you go. So anyway, looking up what is happening. How you guys doing today? Today is the 17th. I'm going to Florida next month for absolute sure. See, one of the reasons why we put it off is Jackie's going to Germany to visit her aunt, Brigida. I say aunt. I don't know. Is it? I grew up believing it was aunt. Anyway, she's going to go see Brigida. She's taking Ryan and Stassi with her. Ryan and Stassi is Ryan's kind of fiancé. No, it's just it's actually laundry detergent. And they're going to go and visit Aunt Brigida and say, hey, it's your American relatives. And she'll go,
yeah, that's late. Jesus Christ. These people again?
No, she loves Jackie very much. Apparently, they look alike. Apparently, when Brigida was younger, she and Jackie were spitting images of each other. At least that's what Jackie's mother told her. And so they've kind of bonded on a number of levels like that. Not the least of which is that she is indeed her mother's sister, the youngest sister. This was a very, very young girl when Brigida was very, very young when World War II ended. Then met a guy named Dieter and apparently had a great life with him. He was a mechanic and also an auto dealer, but he had a huge shop attached, I think, to their home downstairs, I think. But apparently a big, beautiful home. The family lives in the suburbs of Hamburg, what constitutes. The only thing I know about Hamburg is that the Beatles played, you know, that was the Beatles made a name for themselves in Hamburg. they kicked ass in Hamburg just before they came to the, not before they came to the States, but before they got red hot in Liverpool, right? Am I right about that? Or is it concurrent with Liverpool, but they were big in Germany. Then were, of course, gigantic in Liverpool. Then they got huge in England. And the next thing you know, these cats are—they're in America, and the whole thing is out of control. So what I'm looking for today is the month of June, 2017. Excuse me, 2023. The 17th of June. See what we were doing. People say, "Why do you do it a year?" I just dig it, man. I don't know. It's something in me that likes to track dates that way. This is it. Last year was a Saturday cinema called Beat the Devil. Mondays were. What do you call? So let's see what Tuesday the 20th was. Mondays are an encore day. Tuesday the 20th was Phil interviews oceanographer Will Garbarini about sightings of Gorgonica, King of the Beasts, plus Ted Bell on why he pulled the plug on Ted's of Beverly Hills of Miami Beach. Did we already do this one? No, I don't think so. Well, I think we were gonna, but we decided against it. All right, man, I can dig this. This is, right? Yeah. Let me, Gorgonica, King of the Beasts. So in other words, this guy's full of shit. I like the characters that are, well, they're all full of shit, you know, in their own way. Some are like Moon. I don't know if Moon Podolak meant well when he said that the meat at Ted's of Beverly Hills smelled like nothing that originated in this world. And this. I don't know why, but it is. All right, so that, then we return to archives, baby. June 17th, 2003, what the fuck was going on in the world? Well, according to this, Paul Tubby Lane is a NASCAR promoter who says they're courting homosexuals now since they have money and NASCAR doesn't want to be affiliated with dumb rednecks. Far out. Let's go for it. According homosexuals. All right, baby. I think we got it together, man. that is our pre-show for today. We appreciate you guys joining. You know, sometimes I got something to say, and other times I don't. Sometimes I got too much to say. Sometimes I unburden myself here, and I'm I'm regretful that I did. Because really, at the end of the fucking day, I am my entertainer. I am not a look at this, Phil on the KTLA Morning News. What the fuck? No kidding. Look at this, man. This is me on the KTLA Channel 5 Morning News.
We are in for quite a treat and a celebration. Phil Hendry's radio guests include a JPL professor who strips on the side.
She does. She's already looking weird, man. We're in for a treat. This is like there's 4 minutes. Well, check this out. Go to June of 2003. You'll see a JPL professor who strips on the side. I think it was Chris Norton. All right. I don't know. Maybe I should show it. Maybe I should post that at some point on the. But see, that's stuff that you see. Bobby Dooley. Look at this. Jane Wells. Chris D'Elia. Oh, Craig Bierko. Yeah. Great actor. Good guy, too. All right, here we go.